Fred Film Radio event.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the ARSA 2017, the Advanced Research Seminar on Audio Description. Today I'm in company of John Linder and Robin Rebeck, respectively the Head of Access Service at Swiss Text and Innovation Manager. So welcome.
Hello.
Thank you so much, first of all, for taking the time to talk to us while the ARSAT, well, in a short break during the ARSAT. So, first of all, would you tell me about yourself? I just introduce a bit of what you're doing in the accessibility world.
Well, my name is John Linder, as you said. I'm head of access services at Swiss Text. This is a company of the public broadcaster in Switzerland. And we provide for him subtitles in German, French, and Italian, and also the audio description in Italian language. So, and I'm just the person in charge for this.
And Robin, the innovation manager.
Well, my most important work is about generating new products. Since at Swiss Text we are a very unique combination of managed services, OTT, HBBTV, smart TV environment, and access services, we always look to take advantage of these unique positioning. So I look at that and create new technology products in a very close cooperation with John.
Why and how did you become involved in accessibility? What was the starting point for you, John?
Well, I always wanted to be involved in the media, and access services for me was an interesting topic, since you have to provide the content that is provided by the television in another way. So it's about content, it's about language, and it's about technology, and that's what I'm interested in.
For me, I was working in the TV technology environment for many, many years before I then funded a company called VerbaVoice that was focusing on access services, mainly outside of the TV sector. And now I have the chance to combine these both expertises at Swiss Text and go the next big step.
What do you think about ARSAT? What do you think that the added value of this conference is?
Well, you know, we are in our daily business not always in touch with the researchers. And this here is a conference where we can talk to them, we can ask for their opinion, and we can ask them also concrete questions, because the aim is to improve our work, in the sense that the quality increases, but also that cost can decrease. Because when we can decrease cost, we are able to provide more access services.
Here's something that I was talking about with some of your colleagues. It's just that it's weird for me to think how it's difficult to let people like producer, distributor, especially in the audiovisual world, to understand that they could actually increase, economically speaking, their gainings there. Well, for example, in the audiovisual world, in the cinema world, simply when you think about how many people are visually impaired or simply partially sighted, you actually count how many people you would get more to watch your films if only you invested a little in accessibility. That's a simple thing. But as simple as it is, they don't get it. So what do you think that the problem is?
Well, you say that thanks to access services, you get more customers. This might be true, but only in really huge and big markets. In small markets, and the European market is very divided, you won't have that effect. But it's a right for all these peoples to access the media. So public television broadcasters, they simply have to provide these services. And our task is to supply this service in a good quality for an affordable price.
What do you think the status of accessibility is now, and where do you think we're going, especially from what we're listening today to all the techniques and the research studies?
Yeah, it's a good question. You could ask this question every conference you're going to, and typically the answer will be, we are never where we'd like to be. So it's a big task. It's probably a task for the lifetime of anybody of us, and it probably will never stop. So the question is the awareness about the subject raising, and it is. And there, every time I look at that, there are more interesting, more technology-driven projects each time I look at that. And that's really, really, really interesting. So from my point of view, this conference is also important to exchange and consolidate these ideas again. So John pointed out there's 26 countries, maybe even more in the future, with many, many languages, with different markets, small markets, bigger markets, that we have to harmonize technologies, workflows, and such to really provide access services wherever you are. And that is the big goal. And obviously that's a big, big, big goal.
From a person that doesn't work in accessibility but only talks about it, I noticed and I like to notice that we're now talking about the quality, immersion, the emotional involvement of the audience. So there's something that I guess it's an improvement, right?
Yes, it's an it's an improvement. Yes, and quality is always a topic. I think you can never supply really bad quality. But the question is, how can you provide quality for an affordable price? You have to have the good concept that allows you really to supply a good quality for an affordable price. Yeah,
John, you're also chairman of the IBU. Would you tell me more about it?
Well, I'm unfortunately not chairman of the whole IBU, but I'm chairman of a group that cares about access services, and we have an annual session this year. It will be in Copenhagen, Denmark, and there. Head of all departments in all IBU members, they come together and we discuss our common problems. And the aim of this group is to raise the awareness within the IBU but also outside that access services is a USP, a kind of USP for public broadcasters.
John, Robin, thank you so much for taking the time to talk about your work in accessibility during this short break at RSA 2017. I hope to meet you soon again.
Okay, me too.
And to welcome you on Fred again.
That'd be great.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the RSA 2017 for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.